It is time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So how much snow did you get?
About 2-3 inches.
We got about 2 feet.
Oh, well. That's what happens when you live in the sticks.
2 feet.
Yep. Well, there was times when we got a lot this winter and you didn't. Yeah. So
2 feet. Anyways.
Well, you didn't have to go far in Jersey to get 2 feet either. Maybe if you go 45, 50 minutes away, there's 2 feet of snow from here. So it's the way the storm went.
All right. So now, where do we want to start here in sports?
I'm going to go to some basketball in the college tournaments.
Okay.
In the ACC tournament yesterday, Notre Dame was getting beat by 21 points in the second half, and they came back to beat Virginia Tech by 6. So that was a big win for Notre Dame. And you might not hear this again, folks, but I'm rooting for Notre Dame today because they play Duke.
All right.
So it's the lesser of two evils. And the big evil is Duke.
That's right. They are.
I like to see them get beat.
Yes.
But a big win for Notre Dame yesterday. Being down 21 points and coming back to win going away, that's a big win.
All right. So that's amazing that you're happy with Notre Dame.
It's a big win. I call it the way it is. Even the teams that I do not have a strong favor for, when they do something good, I say it. I've always been that way. That was a big win for Notre Dame.
The Fighting Irish.
Yeah. The Mets got beat by the Yankees yesterday, but hold on to your underwear. The Yankees scored 10 runs in the last two innings, so simple arithmetic, 11 minus 10 is 1. So that means the Mets were beating them 4-1, and all that stands to show is that the back end of the Mets pitchers at this point of the season stink. If you look at the Yankees pitchers from yesterday, you're going to see five names probably that you won't see for the rest of the year. Like I said, you got to look inside the game of the game. For the Mets, a couple of bad things. Cespedes, Bruce, and Frazier were a combined 0-9 yesterday. So that's what you got to look at for the Mets. They went 0-9. That's not good. Zach Wheeler pitched 3 shutout innings. He gave up 4 hits. But the big thing is no walks and 4 strikeouts. So when you give up a couple of singles and you don't walk anybody and you strike people out, you can get out of trouble. And that's the way you learn how to pitch. So a positive for the Mets for Wheeler. And as far as the Yankees lineup goes yesterday, the only starter that you're going to see probably is Brett Gardner, and he went 2-for-2. So that's the only thing that comes out of this 11-4 Yankee win yesterday.
All right, now they picked up a backup first baseman, didn't they, yesterday or the day before, too?
Oh, I don't know. If he's a backup first baseman, he's probably not going to see the light of day.
You know, he hit, like, in part-time play, he hit, like, 20 home runs last year and batted, like, 300 and something. So he's a nice backup utility person. I forget what his
name
is.
Anybody that's hitting 20 home runs and hitting 300 is not a backup player. So I don't know who this guy is that they picked up. I honestly don't know.
I'm going to type it in here. Backup first base. Yankees, A-C-Q-U-I-R-E. Let's see what we can see.
I don't see anything about them picking somebody up.
Oh, this is a couple. Adam Lind.
Who?
Adam Lind.
Who did he play for?
I have no idea.
Adam Lind?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
And he's an infielder.
Yeah.
Not even on the roster.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. Okay, here we go.
Adam Lind, he's a 0.
Where is this?
He's a 34-year-old free agent. Never heard of him. If he's 34 years old and you never heard of him, that doesn't say much. His number is 0. He has the same number as Russell Wilson. So I don't think Adam Lind's going to see the light of day.
I saw a story and I don't know who it is now, so we're just dead in the water. Dead in the water
shot.
With that.
Shot.
Yeah, shot. Yeah, done. History. All right, see where Jerry Jones, I guess he's going to have to pay a couple million dollars to the NFL.
It's like the Yankees having to pay a couple million dollars. It's meaningless. It doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't affect him at all.
No. I mean, what's he paying a couple million dollars for?
It's that big dust-up when he tried to get rid of the league, fined him that for going after Goodell.
Yeah, imagine that. You can't say anything bad about... I thought we had freedom of speech in America. I guess the NFL is its own country, huh?
I was going to say not in the NFL.
What a joke. Just another reason not to watch football, folks. They just keep on adding up. I'm not a Cowboy fan. I'm not a Jerry Jones fan. But if you can't speak out about the ineptness of your commissioner, something's wrong there.
But you know, that's the great thing about that term. How about them Cowboys? You can use it in a million different ways.
Oh, yeah. Positive, negative, meaningless. It's a multi-purpose statement.
It is a great statement. Whoever came up with that, it wasn't Jerry Jones?
It was Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, that's right. How about them Cowboys when they won? That's right.
Yeah, when they weren't expected to win and they got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, that was him. That's about almost, I'd say, at least 25 years ago.
Now, there was a coach, probably unscrupulous in a lot of things, but you know what? He knew when to retire, just like John Madden knew when to get out. So they didn't go crazy.
Yeah, but what's unscrupulous about him? He's a professional coach. It's not talking about what he did at Miami, but what he did with the Cowboys.
No, professional team.
What you do to win.
No, not with the Cowboys. No. I was talking about what happened at Miami, but he's a great coach.
There's the list of college coaches that are unscrupulous is long.
I was always hoping that Jimmy Johnson would go to coach the Giants after, you know, he retired and would come back. Because he's a good coach. He would have turned around. But
I mean, he's done it everywhere he went except Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
So. But Miami's an albatross. So,
yeah. All right, I guess that's about it.
We got hockey tonight. Tonight the Devils play Winnipeg in their quest to make the playoffs. This is a game they should win, and let's see if the Devils win it.
All right, I think we should say go Devils.
It's the only team we got going for us out of five, right?
That's right.
And it's the one that you thought had no shot.
Batting 200.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you tomorrow.
All right, guys, tomorrow I'll have some race in Tampa Bay Derby weekend down at Tampa Bay Downs.
All right, take care.
Take care, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.